Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G. Tonight. Trump has something to sell us. Let's see what it is.
Just denigrating white people to determine who lives and who dies. If you're white, you don't get the vaccine, or if you're white, you don't get therapeutics. It's unbelievable to think this.
Oh, Trump is pulling the electoral language. This has been a while since we have seen this. It's been essentially Trump, when he took power, stopped talking about racial identity for white people, stopped invoking globalism, and we will have an America First policy. Chef Marv says he did this because he was surrounded by blacks. In fact, as Trump is complaining that white people are being discriminated against, here we have two black people in the back in the crowd with blacksfortrump2020.com. Let's really get this 1% to 5% of the black community that votes Republican. Let's try getting it to 6-7. I don't know what's the thinking here. Amazing. But, you know, yeah, it's bizarre because we've been sold this before. And when Trump took power, he stopped using these words. So I don't know. I haven't figured out whether I would support Trump, you know. And I don't even know if I'll be enthusiastic about the 2022 elections. What do we have to gain to have a Republican House? Not much. I mean, we're probably going to get a Republican Senate. Everything that would be scandalous could be blocked potentially by a Republican Senate. Is there any gain we would have with a Republican House? Do you think that anything you want as a right winger will be accomplished by the Republican Party? I'm not sure. So I'm very hesitant. I don't know what will be my position. I don't know. Maybe I'll be charmed by what we hear. Maybe we'll have some based Republicans candidate, but I don't know if I'll even be enthusiastic about Trump in 2024. And there are rumors around DeSantis, either DeSantis being a co-runner of him or DeSantis becoming a competitor of Trump. And perhaps DeSantis would be a better choice to me because I've been betrayed by Trump. I've not been betrayed by DeSantis. DeSantis saw through some of the bullshit around COVID, not all though. So even DeSantis, I don't know if I'll be fully enthusiastic about it. In any case, we have big news related to the parallel economy and to the development of a parallel internet to protect from cancel culture. Rumble announces investment in independent payment processor. Rumble will be partnering with Parallel Economy. So Parallel Economy is this independent payment processor started by Dan Bongino, essentially a Stripe equivalent, although it's not as developed and not as opened as Stripe. So you still have to apply manually on their website if you're a merchant. But the whole idea is to have a system. I'm looking at their website right now. A system to process credit card payments that is not subject to cancel culture. Now, you have some problems there because Stripe is one issue, but the real issue is credit card companies. So it doesn't seem like Parallel Economy has a solution to the credit card company part, although it's good to have a Stripe alternative. Now, this means a lot for Odyssey creators, for Rumble creators, because Odyssey still relies on Stripe for its Super Chat system, which is not a super clever choice. And I would seriously ask the Odyssey people, are you considering partnering with Parallel Economy? Because Stripe has had a history of canceling. Stripe has had a history of going after specific creators, sometimes constraining Patreon to make decisions about specific creators. Given that the big advantage of Odyssey is the free speech that emerges from a decentralized platform, is it really clever to go through Stripe for your cash payments? I'm not sure. Perhaps parallel economy would show itself to be a better option. In any case, at this point, parallel economy will be the favored platform for what seems to be a development of super chats on Rumble. So parallel economy by Dan Bongino will be getting those contracts. Now, it seems that they have a very low rate, 2.9%. So that's similar to very, you know, basic grade the credit card processing companies, plus 15 cents for in-app, e-com, keyed, and non-qualified. This means Rumble will probably add a chop onto this so that they can profit also from super chats. This is a parallel system developing. I'm still feeling much more sicker, to be honest, on Odyssey. There's something not inspiring to me in the whole Getter, Rumble thing. There's the discourse of being against cancel culture, but there seems to be on these platforms a preference given to center-right creators of the Daily Wire type. And I don't know if I feel totally comfortable being a true right-winger. I don't know if I'm welcome there. But that's our question tonight on Entropy. So join me on Entropy. The link is right below the video today. It is the right place to send me your questions and super chats, although you can use also the support button on Odyssey, which is great. Do you trust Rumble and company as far as parallel internet goes? Do you think that we're really building here a truly opened marketplace of ID, or are we, to the contrary, getting into a trap where a bunch of very exclusive oligopolistic individuals will be taking these platforms and use it as their springboard to self-promotion? This is always the worry, you know. Think about, I mean, just naming that platform leads me to laugh my ass off, but ThinkSpot. Does any of you remember ThinkSpot? ThinkSpot was this social media platform started by Jordan Peterson. And they end up being dead ends of the internet for people who really are interested in having a blog. It's like, okay, you wanted a blog, but you wanted it to look like it's a community, so you call it a social media platform. And I think that it might be a little extreme to say this, but to a certain extent, when I look at Rumble and Getter and how they've quickly become dead ends for MAGA boomer takes of all kinds, they look a little bit like ThinkSpot. I mean, they're certainly more advanced, but they look like they attract a very niche audience. And I'm not sure they can go beyond this. I would love them to go beyond this. Personally, I still feel safer and more free on Odyssey and Gab. This is still my preferred setup. Although I would move to these platforms if they would turn out to be viable and great for me and allow me to grow. Pineapple Platypotamus says there's a lot of truth on YouTube. Well, are you sure? Dan Bongino got demonetized 4 days ago. What appears to be, you know, when they say demonetized, they say you can reapply in 30 days. And most of the time, they don't review the reapplication. So demonetization is very often, you fall into a limbo of forever begging for your status back. Some people get remonetized, some don't. And it's very arcane and out there, the principles of how that happens. And so Dan Bongino has answered to the YouTube request, because Dan Bongino, being a big guy, he receives direct emails from YouTube, not like people like me who are demonetized through algorithmic emails. His answer to YouTube is, "Dear Coco, nice to meet you. I was sent your email about YouTube's suspension of my channel. If I said I would be surprised here, I'd be lying. We knew it was just a matter of time before the tyrannical, free speech hating, bullshit, big tech shithole you work for would try to silence us I anxiously waited for this moment. However, as I've said on my show many times, thankfully, I'm one of the investors in Rumble, a video platform that respects free speech. As a matter of fact, I have more than double the number of followers there than on your shit platform. So here's my deal to you, and there will be no negotiation. After your suspension, I will immediately post content questioning why masks have been totally ineffective in stopping this pandemic. I dare you to do something about it. Respectfully, kiss my ass, Dan Bongino. Well, that's a good answer. I enjoy it. So Dan will, at least as he promises here, although we've had these promises before and it never happened. I remember Eric Weinstein saying that he would lend his YouTube channel to his brother so that he could come and violate the rules of YouTube 3 times so that he would get banned. Never happened. So I don't know if Dan Bongino has more balls than the Weinstein brothers. We'll see. Waplagup says, great job yesterday having academic agent on, JF. Yeah, it was great. I'm contacting a guest, and I think the crowd really enjoys guests. We get a lot of viewers, so I have no choice. We're going to go back to guests. I will aim for 3 guests per week, as we were doing back in the days. And that gives us 4 other days where I'm solo and we can explore more news, more in depth. Of course, when there's a guest of the quality like Academic Agent yesterday, I don't have much to do. I just listen. You know, I didn't intervene much because he was producing such great thinking that I felt like any intervention would reduce the quality. So yeah, we'll get more guests. I'm contacting some of the big guys. We'll see if they want to come here. Sigadam Sengis says, JF, can you give a quick rundown of the dangers of privacy with respect to genetic testing? Should we use 23andMe owned by Wojcicki? You know, it's a very special thing to think that you send your genes to 23andMe and it's the sister of Susan Wojcicki who will process them. In the sense that what was the big realization of Google and YouTube? They essentially created a software layer between, and it's an internet software layer, between the desires of people and what they want to obtain from the internet and the destinations on the internet, where there was no middleman. You know, before a Google search engine existed, there was no middleman between the demander of information and the obtainer of information and the provider of information. Google came in and monetized this kind of entry into our private lives. And when you think at what 23andMe is eventually, although for now my understanding is that they don't like have a profit from selling their genetic test. They're selling it just at cost and at times even below cost. So what are they doing then? Just like Google search engine, you know, why are you offering a service for free? And yet you're offering a service for free and yet you become a super like billion and multi-billion company. There's something there happening. There is a way to leverage information gathered in free services with the interest of profiting from it. So there's no doubt that this is where 23andMe is headed. Now, you may do like some Native American groups are totally refusing any genetic testing, not even 23andMe, but any university that comes to them. They say, no, our genes are not for sales, our genes are not for study, which is why in genomic studies, it is very hard actually to get good samples from Native Americans because you have to find individual ones who will consent, but the general position of the community is often to reject any and with any attempt at getting their genes. So you can have this take and you could decide, I will never have my genes tested by 23andMe. You can also, if you are worried about the association to your personal name, you can totally make an anonymous 23andMe test. There's certainly the promise on the side of 23andMe that they will not use your genetic data in an identifiable way. But that leaves them still a lot of outs where they could gather large statistics. Of course, whenever they publish large statistics, you're part of them. Although you're not identifiable in the bunch, you're certainly part of their increased knowledge of human genetics. So one way you can at least protect even further your privacy is by using an anonymous email. You create an email on like protonmail.com and you make it your login email at 23andMe. And you never reveal your real name. When you send them your sample, you put a fake name. That is one way to go at it. Or just don't engage with them. Personally, I've done it because I don't care. I don't care about what they could know about me from my genes. But if you differ from me, I totally respect that view. Jeffrey Epstein sends a super chat. He says, I'm sorry I did not reply to your request for funding TRP. My foundation is, however, still open to applications for funding other book projects such as The Moral Signal. Well, I don't think that is the real Jeffrey Epstein, but thanks for your message. Etoile sends a super chat on Entropy. Thank you so much for supporting the show through Entropy. He says, the dissident right online does all the heavy lifting for conservative ink types. Bongino has a nationally syndicated radio show. He's not an outsider. And Tucker takes IDs from 4chan. Appropriation. Yes, it's what's happening. These guys are surfing on a wave of intellectual progression that they haven't started. And what should be thought of this? Well, it's just the nature of humans, you know. Humans repackage IDs and they pick what fits them and they go with it. And yes, from an intellectual perspective, there is a lack of referencing, which is a breach of intellectual ethics. Like, if you took your ID from someone else, you should quote them. But on the other hand, you can take it as a sign of the quality of what right-wing thinkers are doing on the internet, that their IDs are worth stealing. And I think that, anyway, stealing is not a sustainable business model. If you haven't been able to find for yourself the IDs that will springboard you into public attention and into becoming popular, you won't survive many years of news cycle just bum 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 just rolling over you. At some point, you're going to make an error, and I think it's what we see with people like Trump. What is Trump good at? He's good at putting the five letters of his name onto products that already exist. And Trump has decided to brand hotels, to brand TV shows, to brand all sorts of stuff. And eventually he got to brand right-wing IDs. And it's superficial, and the test of time eventually leads these people to demonstrate themselves to be the fraud that you would expect them to be. So, yes, you have to accept that this is how the world works. Jeffrey Epstein says, I am the real Jeff Epstein, and I will fund The Moral Signal. Where to send money? Well, that sounds like the real Jeffrey Epstein. You'll find my email on the website jfg.world. Go away, sends on Entropy a question. He says, the boomer net is doomed to fail. Imagine being unable to market yourself as cooler than the likes of Google in 2022. Boomer net is not the future. That is actually a nice name for it. I think Should we do like Eric Weinstein here? Should we start naming things like the disk, the distributed ID suppression concept, complex, the boomer net? I really like how you call it. It would be the nebulous set of entities formed by Getter, Parler, QAnon, Rumble, the boomer net. I really like it. Rumble announces investment in independent processor. We've talked about the news item covered on the post-millennial, covered on Reclaim the Net. It's an important, despite what we can think, it's an important point for internet freedom. Internet freedom will rely on such things happening. And so I hope that it happens. I hope that it is successful. This all follows, of course, 4 days ago, YouTube suspends and demonetizes Dan Bongino's account over COVID misinformation. And we're getting some insight into Sprocket says, I can't super chat on Odyssey. Anyone else with the same problem? I've just had a 5 LBC minimum super chat. That was exactly for you, Sprocket, because you were giving me 3 cent super chats and I was feeling insulted. I've raised the bar to 5 LBC. That may be why you can't super chat. Go away says, you need to have money in your bank account in order to super chat. I think that's your problem. Yes, Sprocket. Yeah, we are starting to get insight into how the social media is coordinating essentially with the people selling vaccines to shut down everyone. This is an email exchange between important people at Facebook with some health authorities of the government and some private foundations. Hi, Georgetta, Terica, Rebecca, and Monica. We wanted to let you know about a new initiative, the Alliance for Advancing Health Online, that Facebook launched last week along with partners at Merck, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy, the Sabin Vaccine Institute, the CDC Foundation, the Bay Area Global Health Alliance, and the Vaccine Confidence Project at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Facebook and Merck. So you have the social media, you have the institutions of the government that are hand in hand with the private industry selling these vaccines, and you have Merck themselves are contributing $40 million to the initiative, which is focused on advancing public understanding of how social media and behavioral sciences can be leveraged to improve the health of communities around the world. As our first activity together, Alliance partners launched a new fund that will provide grants to researchers and organizations for projects that explore how to use social media and digital platforms to build confidence in and drive uptake of vaccines. This is commerce. This wouldn't be that disgusting if it wouldn't be the case that these idiots are then going after us and trying to force us to consume their products. Imagine this email. If it wasn't about vaccines and it's about, I don't know, cars. Okay, so we have a new Jeep and we want to sell it to as much people as we can. So we partner with the Jeep company and they gave $40 million and we're going to put some ads on Facebook and we're going to sell as much Jeep as we can. We need to get as much Jeeps in people's garage as possible. That wouldn't be a problem, but they have to step over the creepy boundary. They have to step over. Ultimately, this is a hidden coordination of a social engineering project undertaken by private interests, by public interests that are supposed to be defending the citizens, but that make themselves slaves of these private companies, teamed up with the social media that are supposed to be a platform where you interact with your loved ones and they inject these signals inside of it. It's creepy. We'd be grateful for any help you can provide in disseminating the RFP within your network, as we are eager to attract a broad and diverse range of proposal. We are so that's code word for we want some black researchers. Can you find ourselves a black scientist who studies the effect of social media on vaccines? We really want a broad and diverse range of proposals. We are especially excited about this effort because it builds on some of our campaigns with partners to date. More information is available here. We and the Alliance partners are also excited about opportunities to expand this work further, so would welcome the opportunity to further conversation to discuss synergies with your efforts. This right here, this is why Papa JF isn't in universities anymore. The opportunity to further conversation to discuss synergies with your efforts. If you put me the word synergy in a sentence, I stop listening. I stop reading. It's all it is right now, because everyone like me just gave up this field of government interactions. But it's all there is. You receive these emails of possibilities for synergies. Jeffrey Epstein says, Procket BTFO. Indeed, he was BTFO. Abortion clinics challenging Texas law dealt a new setback. So that's a separate law case that was started around the Texas law that was that bans abortion after the heartbeat is detected after 6 weeks. And the setback that they've received is that they won't be able to pursue their case federally. It will be moved to a Texas case, therefore it will be supervised by the Supreme Court of Texas, and the Supreme Court of Texas is entirely Republican. And so that's kind of a shutdown. Their only hope was to get to the Supreme Court of the U.S., of course. Sprocket says, will we be a permanent internet diaspora for the next 200 years, moving from platform to platform before getting banned, only to repeat the cycle again, moving platforms every 6 to 12 months? In a way, yes, this is what will happen. But you also have to realize that at every iteration, things will get better. So we're on Odyssey right now. We enjoy some freedom of speech. Odyssey clearly is the next step in terms of platform, in terms of technicalities. You can see that Odyssey has been designed in a way as to be less censorable. It's not perfect yet, but the fact that they are headed that way is a very good sign. There is simply no way you design something like the library protocol without having censorship in your mind. Clearly, the guys who did this were obsessed about let's make it so that people will be certain to be able to communicate with each other. DK Shadow says, BitChute dropped the ball. Yeah, BitChute, you know, is just, I can understand. BitChute is just, doesn't have the resources. That's just the problem. It's too small and it's unable to innovate. So be it. It's still much respect to them. They did something respectable. You can't be pissed at them, because BitChute is better than nothing. It's better that it existed for a while. But they've also been stuck with the whole legislation. We will see how does Odyssey react to the UK, for example, because BitChute's reaction to the UK is quite extreme. My reaction, I don't know what's their situation, but my reaction, if I'm running a service like Odyssey or BitChute, and the UK says, mate, you can't publish these videos of misinformation. My reaction would have been much different than BitChute. My reaction would have been, all right, darling, Mama JF, we're never going to the UK again in our lives. In fact, we're never entering Europe for the rest of our lives. But BitChute somehow, a website that was supposed to be the safe harbor of free speech, somehow BitChute decided to block all these channels in the UK. I guess it's what they felt they had to do, because else what, the UK would have attacked their domain. They would have made their IP invalid in all of the UK. I don't know what would have happened. Maybe their decision was the only possibility, but personally, I would have just said, fuck off, UK. You're an island. I don't want to live there. I don't want to go there ever in my life, so I don't have to respect your laws. I'm not a citizen of the UK. Grapes Coda says, BitChute is made in the UK, so they got hammered harder, JF. Oh, I didn't know this, see? But that's already bizarre, like, to have a free speech website in the UK, like, you haven't thought this through, clearly. You don't build a free speech website in the UK. Das Nietzsche says, can you explain the ID that some people have who say that there's no evidence HIV causes AIDS, or even that there's no evidence for a virus causing COVID? Can't these things be seen under a microscope? Yeah, I've been consulting these theories, and they are not good. But they don't rely on absolutely zero support. See, for example, the theory that HIV is, so the theory goes as follows. AIDS isn't caused by HIV. So when you say, don't we see these things under a microscope? Well, yes, there are some people, though, who believe you see the virus under the microscope. You can test for the presence of HIV. But what they contest, and I would say it's an outdated view, but what they use to contest is there is no proof that this virus that you see under a microscope or that you test for, there is no proof that this virus causes this disease. And my point to them has been in the past, well, you know, the thing is, we won't inject people with HIV to test that. And so that's their point. The fact that there is no causal proof. But a causal proof would mean I have to take HIV, I have to inject it in 100 people, and then I have to take a control injection, inject it into 100 other people, and then we have to prove that the 100 people I injected it in will have HIV, will have AIDS in the end. No one is ready to do that experiment. So because of this, most of the time, and no one is willing to inject viruses in anyone for that matter. So for that reason, although, you know, when a virus has been demonstrated to have very small effects, there are experiments that happen. You'll see these experiments in, I think it's been done with the flu. I think it may even have been done early in the COVID pandemic. Randomized infection. But I'm not sure about the COVID one, though. So that is it. They will also contest the virus has never been isolated. And I think they are being autistic here on the Koch postulate. The Koch postulate being you have to isolate the virus, you have to prove that the virus causes the disease. The thing is, no one wants to cause HIV in anyone, so you will never run that experiment. That being said, we have extremely good data about the antibodies of HIV, so the reaction of your body to the virus. We can show that this reaction has been happening in your body. And we can show that those people who have this antibody against HIV, proving that they've been exposed to HIV, they suffer from AIDS eventually if they don't get the medication for that slows it to the point of keeping them alive. So, I mean, their ultimate argument is you don't have the causal demonstration. And the answer to this is, okay, but we have the antibody test, which proves that you've been infected by this virus, and then these people end up having immune syndromes. I think that these people should definitely be left to speak. They should speak freely, because I can totally imagine a future in which a circumstance happens that fools the scientific community into believing that a certain virus, a certain agent causes a disease, and they're totally wrong about it. And I want the free speech guys, I want the weirdo PhDs to be able to hold these very bizarre beliefs that day, because they may be right one day. But I don't think they're right about HIV and AIDS, and I don't think they're right. So the COVID version, as you were asking in your super chat, the COVID version of that claim is a little different. What they will often claim is that, okay, you have proof with the PCR test, you have proof that Tillman says, JF, your mic is crackling. Is it? Hello. Test. It's not crackling here. I mean, other guys should let us know on the regular chat, is my mic crackling? It's not here. I'll see what people say. DK Shadow says, audio is fine, go away, says it was crackling, but it's fine now. Okay, maybe there was something with the hardware. So the slightly different argument with COVID was that COVID, that the virus SARS-CoV-2 exists, it can be detected. PCR test not being a very good test, especially if abused at various thresholds of cycles, but it can be detected. But they say it's never been isolated, which, you know, yes, we can see them under the microscope. Now they will tell you, well, it's not isolated. It's among other agents. And to that, I say, well, okay, from that perspective, we've never isolated anything. Because if you have a 99.9% per block of gold, there are still impurities in it. So by that standard, we've never isolated anything. So I would dismiss this not isolated opposition. And then they will tell you, so the virus is there in your body, but it's not what gives you the coof of COVID. They will start claiming that it's some 5G waves or some pollutants in the environment that are activating the exosomes in your lungs. Exosomes being a bunch of little pockets that are very much virus-like, but they come from your body. They don't typically transmit as viruses. So this is the other theory on COVID, and it's been defended by Andrew Kaufman and David Icke. And it just doesn't work, because I've said it many times, COVID, there is evidence of transmission. So if it's exosomes, it wouldn't transmit. There is evidence of transmission in a way that doesn't fit the patterns you would expect if it was environmental pollution. It spreads from country to country. You can see the temporal sequence in the spreading. All of this points to a transmissible agent, not a local exosomes that happens in your lung as a reaction to the environment. And more specifically, if you think it's 5G, you would expect that, you know, there's so many places on planet Earth where there is no 5G being deployed. So how would it be 5G if people suffer from COVID in places where there's no 5G deployed? Those are those are the oppositions that you can give to these questions when they start questioning the very causal link between viruses and disease. Etoile says, BitChute content is a dumpster. Yes, in a way, you know, it has evolved. And I'm thinking about deleting my BitChute channel just because I don't want to occupy space on their hard drive if I know that BitChute is not in my future. Almost a symbolic gesture, really, because it's... I'm sure they have plenty of hard drive space, but I just don't want to keep a web property out there. If I'm fully invested in my Odyssey career, I want to be here full time. I'm probably going to delete my BitChute channel very soon. Some random bloke sends a super chat on Entropy. He says, "Hey Jeff, I am late to the show. If the dissident right acknowledge that demographics equals destiny, should we be adopting a resolute pro-birth control, pro-abortion position to keep other countries' numbers down?" You could argue, if you really wanted to balance the world population, you could start arguing that you should invest in birth control in other nations than yours. But this is a double-edged sword, and I don't recommend you do. Here's the problem. It's very possible that any sort of attempt at convincing other people to abort or to reduce their birth rate backfires dangerously toward your own family. You just start humanitarian work and you're in these other nations saying you should have less babies, you should have less babies. And eventually your daughter just eats up your propaganda. She sides with the propaganda that you intended for other nations, and she ends up being even more victimized by it simply because these other cultures they have layers of impenetrability, whereas your daughter doesn't have a layer of impenetrability. She will believe what you say, she will adhere to what you think, and she will be much more moved by humanitarian argument than the very people you're trying to propagandize too. So I would not engage in a kind of subversive strategy to try to convince other countries to reduce their birth rate. Just let them find the punishments and the rewards for their own decision. Let them converge toward what they have to converge to. You can limit any damage of the expansion of their population by controlling your own immigration policies so that you don't protect yourself from another nation or another continent by going there and stopping their birth rate. You just stop them from coming to your country. That way they have to pay the full price of their overpopulation. That's my philosophy. How do you live with yourself? Rachel Maddow slams Gorsuch for keeping Sotomayor from being able to come to work. So Rachel Maddow is arguing that the physical presence of Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch is keeping Justice Sotomayor from coming to the court. Why? Because Gorsuch refuses to wear a mask. I love it because this is the ultimate level in the law, you know, Supreme Court justice. And that's where you realize there can be no law forcing a Supreme Court justice to wear a mask. I mean, getting to that law would be extremely controversial. The politicians wouldn't want to do it. But this is the summum of liberty. Like Gorsuch doesn't have to wear a mask. He's a Supreme Court justice. There would be no path legally to force this guy to wear a mask or to give him tickets for not wearing a mask. And so he's deciding not to wear a mask. And Rachel Maddow is complaining because, This is keeping Sotomayor outside of the court. Well, yeah, you have to learn tolerance, you fucking fascist. Like, yeah, this is the price of living with people. You're going to have to tolerate that there are other people around you. And if you want to see these people as risks, then my question to you is, why aren't we allowed to see certain people as risks too? Why aren't we allowed to make the calculation of probabilities in our head and say, you know what? Being around certain people increases my risk of murder, increases my risk of being, of theft, of being raped, of being attacked. Of course, I can't do these computations, but the leftists have wanted to do it against us. They've wanted to ban us from society because we made certain medical decisions, like not wearing a mask. Wapla says, Jeff, do you think it is jealousy when Paul Kuiman, someone who considers himself having an IQ higher than 99.999% of humanity, list millennial woes and Dr. Edward Dutton on his website while not addressing TRP, a groundbreaking scientific theory at the forefront of modern thought? Well, I don't know who that guy is. Paul Koyman. I don't know who that is, so no, I won't be insulted that he doesn't talk about me. I don't know who that guy is. No, I'm not insulted. Dermot Igemongo says, back in the YouTube days, you promised to ban audio problems, complainers, / trolls. Is this still true on Odyssey? Well, I mean, because there were some people who were seeding uncertainty, and at times I think they were complaining about problems that didn't exist. But now I have the impression that no one has been trolling and that people have just been complaining if there were genuine problems. And I have a much better audio setup, I have to say. Very proud. And I see a lot of people are downloading the MP3s of the show. I was looking at my traffic. In 24 hours, there was like 5 or 6 gig of upload. Given that the MP3 file is 90 megs, that would suggest times 10, 100 times 10, 1 gig. Okay, there may be like 60 to 80 viewers who have downloaded the MP3 within a 24-hour period, but that's great. I mean, it's a start, and people were asking for RSS feeds. Is that still something? I didn't know. Some random bloke says, hey JF, now you are on Odyssey, can you try and get mainstream guests? No. Odyssey does not help you get mainstream guests. It makes it harder. Website to order free COVID-19 test is up and running. Okay, CNN celebrates the availability of COVID-19 tests, but what is going to be the function of all this? You're going to know that you're infected with Omicron? How is that going to work? How is that going to help? Everyone is going to end up having COVID. That we know almost for sure. Almost everyone. That we know for sure. That's how I should have phrased it. The dramatic arrest of a Queensland business owner after he refused to follow public health directions.
He was fined last month, yesterday.
Brief historian says, Jeff, they didn't list you on findmyfriends.net. Find my friends. Okay, and is that some kind of... Okay, for banned people. Yeah, well, you guys should write to them and help people find their friend.
He was arrested.
You haven't here unannounced. You haven't made an appointment. Please. You're hurting me hard.
So this guy was working at his restaurant or whatever, and he was not asking people for the vax pass. So they got to him and they put him in jail for 24 hours and they will charge him with so much tickets. He's probably gonna lose everything he's got. President Rogan in 2024, that is a proposition by QTR Fringe Finance. Yeah, interesting, but it's probably not going to happen. Joe Rogan doesn't have the type of personality to accept the political game. So that's an interesting thought, but it's unproductive because it's not happening. Rumors of Trump DeSantis drama ignite media firestorm. President Trump is the only one clearly picking a fight here, and it's a fight that's too early and unnecessary, said former advisor Sam Nunberg, who told The Hill he's neutral over the dust-up between the two. We're not in Republican primary season. This is a fight for mid-2023. It's not a fight to start having in 2022. The alleged drama has ignited a media firestorm, as the left would of course love nothing more than for two of the GOP's biggest threat to go at each other ahead of midterms and in the 2024 election. Yeah, it's not worth it to engage in any combat here, because it's, I mean, for the Republican, they will want to first win the 2022 midterms. But I guess that after this, it's going to be open seasons between these two. Disclose.tv reports new CNN to create a team dedicated to covering misinformation. interesting that they will be obsessed about this. Not surprising, it's a new trend in media. They are going after anything that differs from the regime's view, and they will be smearing us and attacking us. Thankfully, we have our own encyclopedia and our arguably.io. Hello, Mama JF, what's up?
Oh, yes, JF is working hard on this all day.
All day, I'm on the encyclopedia. It's looking good. I'm very impressed. We got someone to design the logo. Look at this. A beautiful cube logo opened. And it's an open box. It's like the box of Pandora. And you can enter the mechanism of knowledge inside the box.
You should put your face.
My face? Yeah. No, it's an encyclopedia. It's a public editable encyclopedia. It's precisely not by me.
Okay. Nice. Oh, yes. So do you think the QAnon was right? That
on
it
what?
Was all a plan? That there was they just destroyed all the economy and everything, but then Trump is gonna come back.
Well, there's two claims here. Whether the Democrats have engaged in intentionally attacking the economy to combat Trump, that is certain. That is certain, it's what happened. Now, will Trump come back? Well, the thing is, he may have that plan in the head, but
it was all a plan from the beginning.
It was 6D chess?
Yes.
Okay. The thing is, whether Trump had that plan in head doesn't matter. The question is, can he do it? Can he succeed in a world that has allowed so much mail voting and so much extortion?
They're just gonna do the same thing like last time,
I'm afraid. And there will only be a handful of states that will have fortified their election system against this kind of fortification. So yeah, well, but QAnon was stating so much more than this. QAnon at some point was saying essentially Trump is preparing a secret move with the army to be reinstated as president despite the vote. I mean, this was the craziness of QAnon at some point. So that definitely didn't turn out. So yeah, the encyclopedia is becoming great. I mean, there's not many pages yet, arguably.io. But it's amazing. I've had some contributions. People have been subscribing. I'm looking at the contributions right now. Like people have opened article. Germany is responsible for World War One. Those are kind of claims that I didn't even know we would cover. But yeah, it's a claim of guilt. So is it a political claim? Is it a factual claim? I will have to think about it. Someone opened The Mind is Quantum in Nature. That will be an excellent debate to have, and it will be important to determine what are the claims in this domain. Are they verifiable? Are people claiming that the brain is specially quantum, or just that the brain is in the universe and the universe is quantum? This will all be interesting. And personally, I've been opening a mathematics section just to see how it would look. So I made a case that there are infinitely many primes. And some user of the encyclopedia pointed out that to prove this in that way, you have to prove that an integer and its successors are coprime. So we have the dependency structure of the encyclopedia that is developing, where you can start saying, okay, this piece of knowledge, what do I need to prove it? Well, you need to believe in this other piece of knowledge. And eventually we can all draw trees that will show, once you accept these three or four ideas, you accept all of this. It's going to be awesome. It's really fantastic to see so many users have subscribed, and some of you have actively already started to add content. I want every human claims, you know, like today, you guys have been asking about the link between HIV and AIDS, the symptom on the immune system. I want this debate on there. I want us to lay out, okay, there are some people who believe this concerning HIV. There are some people who believe this. And yes, isn't it nice to have somewhat free speech? Pineapple platypotamus. And on this encyclopedia, we have plenty of free speech. We just have to avoid the big, big, big three subjects, just to respect Canadian law. Other than this, we'll be able to develop what DK Shadow calls autism, the encyclopedia. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful to have, you know, leftists have been doing this, bread tubers, they've been doing Google Docs, and they start stacking every peer review study they can find on some claim. We're going to be so much more thorough than this. We're going to have their Google Docs in our encyclopedia, and we're going to have evaluation of each of these articles. Like they come at you with articles like, co-ops have been shown to increase economic productivity in Italy in the wood chopping business in 1985 by in 50 different co-op companies. And you're like, okay, how do I approach this? Like, we're talking about a very restricted study. It has all sorts of biases. It makes all sorts of fallacies. Just generalizing this to the entire economy just doesn't work. We have to have an encyclopedic system that does more than just say, oh, well, if it's in a newspaper, it's true. And if it's in a peer-reviewed publication, it's true. Because that has shown its limits in Wikipedia. So I want really arguably.io to become a revolutionary enterprise of absolute documentation of all possible states of knowledge, their coherence with one another, their compatibility with one another. If you believe, for example, that the state shouldn't force health procedures on people, you can't believe a certain number of things. Like, you can't believe that mandatory vaccination should be made with COVID. We have to have an encyclopedia structure that characterizes these incompatibilities with various theories and knowledge and claims and uncertainty, and this is possible, this is probable, this I believe, this I don't believe. January 6th panel, subpoenas, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and others. Okay, well, these politicians are going after their big enemies of the January 6th events and the whole QAnon connected crowd, the boomer net. They're going after the boomer net. Goldman lost $500 million trading stocks in quarter four as it quietly sold even more billions in equities. Okay. Don't feel too bad looking at your P&L. Goldman lost $500 million in quarter four, down from a $1.25 billion profit in quarter four 2020, trading public equities. So apparently they've been making much less. In fact, they've been losing money on their trades. So it is. Louisiana Senate candidate Gary Chambers, Democrat, smokes a blunt in first campaign ad.
Every 37 seconds, someone is arrested for possession of marijuana. Since 2010, state and local police have arrested...
Well, should you be smoking marijuana there in the outbacks of Louisiana? Is it even safe, like just from an alligator perspective?
Estimated 7.3 million Americans for violating marijuana laws, over half of all drug arrests. Black people are four times more likely to be arrested for marijuana laws than white people. States waste $3.7 billion enforcing marijuana laws every year. Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot.
So my point here is we have reached idiocracy. We have people smoking blunts who want to become politicians and presidents. It's happening on TV just like it was happening in idiocracy. Rand Paul wonders if YouTube will kiss my ass and apologize after CDC admits cloth masks aren't effective. The CDC has revised its guidelines on masks, admitting that cloth masks do virtually nothing to stop the spread of COVID. The move prompted Senator Rand Paul to comment, reminding social media users that YouTube previously suspended him for saying the same thing. I think there's a play here on certain words. It's about cloth masks. So cloth masks are those masks that are made essentially of clothing materials like cotton. And it has been demonstrated very early in the pandemic that these masks have no effect. In fact, the mask that I wear when I go to Walmart and stuff like this is a cloth mask. Not a cloth, C-L-O-T, a cloth like C-L-O-T-H. Because it breathes better. And so, of course, it breathes better. And also, it doesn't stop any virus. that had been demonstrated very early in the pandemic, but I keep wearing my cloth mask when I'm forced to, because I don't believe in forced diktat and forced compelment by the state to reduce the spread. I just don't. Teacher alleges she was fired for not meowing back at student who identifies as cat. We no longer need your services if you can't identify with all the children in the classroom, the substitute teacher alleges, the school's office said. So, okay. I have no way to verify this, but it doesn't sound like it's impossible. It sounds like this is what may have happened. So now we have to respect the cat identification. AT&T, Verizon will delay 5G near airports after airline CEOs warned of catastrophic aviation crisis. So there was a big fight between the airline people and the 5G people. The airline people had been saying and had asked the American government to intervene to stop the deployment of 5G towers around airports because they're afraid that the communication systems will interfere with their air communications. The phone companies had been very not warm at this whole thing. they were not very warm at the idea, and they were saying, no, we don't want to slow down the developments of 5G. But now they have agreed that they will at least slow down the development near airports. So you're going to have a safe zone around airports where they can't deploy these towers. 5G is coming, people! Get ready! Do we have our... Who's the guy? Liquid TRP? Liquid TRP, be ready to go into the jungle. Do you have your knives, your rabbit skinning knives? You're going to have to go very far into the wilderness if you want to avoid the 5G waves. It is coming. Keith Richardson says, for Canada, will, what was it, Bell or Rogers for deploying 5G? I don't know. I think 5G is a ridiculous undertaking. Just develop optics fiber everywhere. And you won't need 5G. You won't need 5G. We don't need those waves. We don't need to have high-speed internet in the air. We're totally fine with optics signal. A good old wire that transmits a photon. That's what I have, and it's so beautiful. I can now have my own server here. And my own server has the speed that I used to pay like $3,000 a year for. Back 8 years ago, I had a dedicated server, and that was the price to get a full dedicated server rented in a data center back then. Today, it's standing right here beside me, and I have an optics fiber connection to the internet. I can serve at 1 Gbps. Now what? Wire chads rise up. Absolutely, it's so great. I feel so lucky that we can... The decentralized internet is rising for real. Although, you know, there has been so many waves from Napster to BitTorrent. All of this was great. But now we are becoming serious, because when you have an optics fiber connection coming into your home, now you can do some serious decentralization. Dermot Igemongo says, still waiting for the Idiocracy movie review. Oh, wow. I didn't remember, but I did say that I would do that. So I'll try to get to it. But I'm working also on the review of a Frank Salter book, which has been requested by an audience member, on genetic interest, family, ethnicity, and humanity in an age of mass migration. So that's what I'm reading right now. So that occupies most of my time. I really want to be producing this show because it's been requested to me by a long-term supporter of the show. Sprocket says, exactly. If you're outside moving, you're on the move by definition. Are you really able to consume and reasonably focus 5G level of data flow? Not. Exactly. You know, you can very well watch a YouTube video right now on 4G. It's totally fine. We don't need the 5G. I don't know why they're deploying this crap. Occupy Democrats call for taxing the unvaccinated in the United States. Of course they are. It always comes in waves. We've had it in Canada. Quebec seems to be serious about doing it. They put these labels on people. It's like these freaking yellow star stuff. I know people are like cringing sometimes at this comparison, but it is what's happening right now in society. It's the identification of a separate group of people, and then you tax them, and then you keep them from going to the restaurant, and then eventually the set of circumstances will develop into a circumstance that naturally heads toward their death. And that's almost the only kind of genocide that ever happens. It's always a kind of you won't get this. We're going to put this law here. And we're going to make your life difficult here. And you're being slowly pushed toward your death. This is ultimately what we're seeing. It's a communist attack on white populations, white civilization, and the concepts that have been keeping it solid forever, for as long as it has existed, which are concepts of liberty and self-determination. That is it, I believe, for tonight. Oh, Carnival was having a message on entropy. He says, JF, where is PETA over these mass cullings of COVID-infected animals around the globe? Oh yeah, Hong Kong orders more than 2,000 pets to be killed after hamsters from the Netherlands tested positive for coronavirus. One pet store employee also infected. This is just bizarre. The kind of maniacal way in which these things are operating. It's like they're not serious. They're not seriously thinking that they will stop COVID by killing 2,000 pets. It's not gonna happen. So why are they doing it? It's an attack on people ultimately, and I don't know, is it some kind of attack on a kind of emotional attachment because people are emotionally attached to their pets? You have to believe some kind of thing like this, because I cannot believe that these PhDs and public experts in medicines, that somehow they really think they're going to stop COVID by killing puppies. Just like they killed millions of minks in mink farms. How's that working for you? How many COVID cases per mink killed have you been accomplishing? That's the question today. We have to ask them, how many humans do you think you saved per mink killed? Rabbi shares what happened inside Texas synagogue during hostage crisis. So there was this hostage crisis the other day where a Pakistani person from the UK who was described as a UK citizen has been entering the synagogue and demanded the release of some girl who was imprisoned back in the Iraq war days, I believe, where she was imprisoned for attacking American soldiers. And she got imprisoned like forever, just for throwing a rock or whatever she's done. I don't know what was the nature of her attack, but she was identified as an Al-Qaeda militant and therefore got into jail forever. Three hostages were taken, but eventually, as the rabbi explains, they were able to just run. They were able to run out of the synagogue, and the three of them were successful at crossing the door, and eventually the police shot the hostage taker, who was left alone then in the synagogue. And in connection to this affair, which happened in America, the UK police has arrested two teenagers in connection with Texas synagogue hostage standoff. So there would have been, perhaps these teenagers would have played a role, they seem to believe, in maybe interacting with the hostage taker. I don't know. Maybe encouraging him. I don't know. We'll see based on the developments of this case. Although, you know, with the UK, you never get to see. With the UK, you never get to know. Their judiciary system and their mediatic system are not very transparent. Dermot Gamongo says, good night, boys. Good night. Carnival says, JF, I finally agree with you that it's not mass formation psychosis. This meme hides the intentional evil of the left behind the veil of, oh, they're just crazy. We must wake them up. Yeah, that's one thing I didn't comment on, but it's probably an angle that is worth exploring. the idea that not only is psychosis, you know, not the right term to describe the COVID craze, but that it's also a misleading us if we're using it. And that, yes, it's failing at representing the true imperialistic advancement on the left. They're not possessed, demon possessed, as Landolt Guntram says. They're not demon possessed. And they know what they're doing. They are creating a test of faith, a measure of your right to engage in commerce, because they want a society in which you are punished automatically for being right-wing, for believing in self-determination, and they found a magical trick to identify you. The Vax Pass. That is it for tonight, boys. Mama JF had been opening the door. I don't know if... Does Mama JF want to come and say hi to the people, or... I don't know. She seems to have reclosed the door. We'll see if she hears me. Do you trust Rumble and company as far as parallel internet goes? 100% of the people voted. 3 people voted no. I want to trust them. I want to be happy about their developments. But I think that Odyssey has been demonstrating with a history that they are much more willing to design their product for fairness and decentralization, and that makes me feel safer. All right, that is it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow. Oh yeah, I forgot. Tomorrow is the Patreon hangout. So if you're part of the $20 level at Patreon, subscribe star. Or if you're still at the YouTube channel, subscribing as a mythical moose, although I don't publish at YouTube anymore. But if you're still there, you will get a link tomorrow after the regular show, and you can join the private conversation that we do monthly. That is it for tonight. Bye-bye.